Is the outside of your house painted?
Yes.
What color?
Sort of a lightish brown. As I remember, it was trimmed with a little darker shade of brown.
Mm-hmm. Was there a porch on it?
Yes.
How long was the porch? Was it on one side or on several
well,
sides?
Well, it was on the, it was a sort of L-shaped. It was on the front and on the side.
Mm-hmm. Was it painted?
Mm-hmm.
Were there large lawns around the house?
Yes. And a row of maple trees in the front of that house. I'm sorry, I haven't got a picture here. I've got a picture, I had a picture of the old house with my father and mother out there and the hired girl holding me when I was knee high to a Johnny Cake. And I let Ruth Scott's wife have the picture. They live up there in the old place now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sorry ever since that I let it go, but I thought at that time that I was going to get closed up here for this.
Were the lawns, how are they taken care of? With what machine?
Well, I don't remember. I think probably in the real early days, the only thing they had to cut the grass with would be a scythe, but and later, when the lawnmowers came into vogue, I'm sure we had one. I can't remember too much about that, or when that was.
Did they use lawnmowers?
Well, I'm sure they did whenever they got where they had them, but I don't think in the real early days that they had a lawnmower. I think it was all done with a scythe.
Do you remember when you were living there, they're having lawnmowers?
I can't remember about it.
Did they use the mowing machine on the lawn?
No. No, it would be just they'd do it with a scythe.
Mm-hmm. How often would they do it a year?
Oh, I would think probably 3, 4, or 5 times maybe. Whenever the grass got any length at all. And back in those days, men could handle it. They could cut a pretty smooth place with a scythe.
What were the buildings around the house?
Well, from the kitchen there was a big woodshed. Then next to that was what we called the shop. It was built right on in sort of a L shape from the house, and that was where they used to work in the winter time if they wanted to fix things or anything like that. And it was always a storeroom and then you didn't know what else to do with.
The shop?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were the main kinds of things stored in there?
Well, I don't, anything, any tools, any small tools or things of that kind that you weren't using were probably put in there. I don't remember too much about what was.
Did you store broken furniture there?
Well, yes, that would be a place for it until it got fixed.
How many cords of wood were there in the woodshed for a winter?
Oh, probably 30.
That would carry you all winter?
Yes.
Did you often have to use the wood stoves in the summer?
No. No, not much. Only for cooking. Mm-hmm. Of course, they used wood for in the cook stove.
But for cooking and for heating, 30 cords would carry you.
Why, I think so. I've forgotten now just how much. I know it's quite a big woodshed. I would think 30 or 40 cords would be what it would hold.
Was the floor of the woodshed ground or was it board?
Just ground and dirt.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever dig into that dirt so the woodshed would hold more?
Well, it was down lower than the kitchen. It was down by almost 3 or 4 feet lower than what the kitchen was.
Uh-huh. The wood box was special, wasn't it?
Yes, the wood. There was a platform out next to the woodshed where the wood was, and the wood would come up onto that and then go into the wood box from that, and then in the kitchen was another opening that you could take the wood out of.
There was a wood box built in the kitchen.
The wood box was built into the wall.
Right.
Of the kitchen.
Did it have a cover on it?
Oh, yes.
What were the main kinds of wood you used in the stove?
Well, mostly maple, but sometimes they would get some beech. If there was a beech tree that needed cutting or something, they would use that. Practically all the wood they used was maple. Birch, maybe.
Did beech burn well?
Yes, it burned all right, but it didn't make the coals that the birch or maple did.
Mm-hmm. What were the bonds of the house and farm?
Well, we had a big horse barn. We had in that were six stalls for six horses, single stalls, and then four box stalls, as we called them, that was used for colts and like that. We always had room for 10-12 horses in there all the time.
Was your cow barn as good as your horse barn?
Well, it was entirely different. It was older, and the cow barn was only about 12 stanchions in that. And then from the cow barn, next to the cow barn was a barn floor, as we called it, where they came in with the hay, and there was hay packed all over the top of the cow barn, where the cows were, and then in the other side of the barn floor was what we called the bay, a big bay that held a lot of hay.
How was the bay built?
Well, it was just an open space there that the same length as the width of the barn, and about 16 foot wide. That would hold a lot of
Was the bay wider than the rest of the barn?
No.
Same width as the rest of the barn?
It was the same, well, it would be the length of the bay would be the same as the width of the barn. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, it would be probably about 16 foot. Well, that held a lot of hay. Mm-hmm. Of course, they used a lot of hay in those days. There were no silos or anything.
This bay was on the first floor of the barn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it behind the cows?
No. No, it was... The cows were stanchioned across in the narrow way of the barn. And then there was an opening from the barn floor so that you could feed them from the barn floor. And the bay was on the opposite side of that barn floor. This barn floor was, as we called it, was the length of the width of the barn. Mm-hmm. If I can.
So both the barn floor and the bay were the length of the width of the barn?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then on the...
But they were two separate things. The barn floor and the bay were two different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were... it was all the barn was probably, I think the barn was 30 foot wide and 40 foot long. And then it was divided up, as I have said, mm-hmm. into a cow stable on one end and the barn floor and then the bay.
Barn floor was in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on the other corner from that was another barn that used to put some hay in that if there was more than would go in the first barn. And then the straw went into that from when they thrashed in the fall. That is, the grain would, back in those days, the grain was put in that barn, and they didn't thrash until the weather got cool in the fall. And then the straw would go back into that bay. And next to that was what we called a shed that used to, and the colts used to run in that in the winter time, and they would be fed from that building had a barn floor same as the other did, mm-hmm. where you could drive in to unload, and then from that you could feed the colts that were running what we called the shed.
How big was the shed where the colts ran?
Oh, it was probably 20 by 30 mm-hmm. feet.
And it was a separate building?
No, it was in this other barn. This other barn was the same size as the one with the cow stable in, mm-hmm. but was cornered onto the other one, so that it protected the, what they called the barnyard, was where they, on warm, on sunny days, the cattle would be let out in there, and this would protect them from the wind and so on. And the colts would be let out in there.
How many colts would you have?
Oh, probably six or eight around there most of the time. Maybe 10.
Were they allowed to run loose in this shed?
Yes, in that mm-hmm. shed.
Was that a common habit for farmers up there to have a barn set aside for their colts to run loose in?
Well, I think my father raised more horses than most of the farmers around there did. But they all had a place for the colts to run.
So there was the horse barn, the shed, and the cow barn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were the other buildings? Was there a corn crib?
Yes. And a little hen house.
Mm-hmm. How many hens would you have?
Oh, 15 to 20.
Did you ever sell the eggs?
Well, if they had any egg, any more than they wanted to eat, they would take them to the store, and the storekeeper would give you credit for them and towards your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get 10 cents a dozen for them.
Was there any other article that you could do as you did with eggs that they would give you credit for at the stores?
I don't remember as it was. Especially.
How many acres did your father own with these buildings on it and then his acres for crops?
About 100 and... About 120 or 30. Something like that. I can't tell just exactly.
What age did you go to school?
When I was 5.
Mm-hmm. And the schoolhouse was next door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before you went to school, what were you doing? Were there a lot of neighbor children around there to play with?
No, not too many.
Who were there?
Well, there was Uncle Bill's family. Up the road, and then the Stone family. The Stone family were the ones that, the ancestors of Arthur Stone, the auctioneer. His father lived up in the next house up there.
Mm-hmm. Were those the only families of children in the area?
Well, and farther up there was the Delarm family.
That's heading towards Macedonia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Macedonia was the Delarm family. And over to the, on what we called the Smallman farm, that was off back of what was our sugar bush. Was the Tabney family.
Macedonia was a region on the road to Whippleville, on the road up towards Whippleville, wasn't it?
No, it was up to the, it was from where we lived, it was up the road from past the Stones and then to the left towards what, was known as number 40.
Could you get to Mountain View by going up to through Macedonia?
No, the road kind of ended up in Macedonia. There was a trail from that to number 40, but not a real good road.
What was Macedonia like?
Well, it was another a farming community.
Was it, were the farms fairly prosperous there?
Well, they weren't as prosperous as the ones down where we were.
Why not?
Well, they were, as long as I can tell you why they weren't, but I guess the land wasn't as good. It was awful stony, and there wasn't as much of it cleared. Today, it's practically all pasture land.
Mm. Was it swampy up there?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. How many families lived up there in Macedonia?
Well, there was two different Delorme families, and I don't remember. There was another house up there that they used to come and go in. There wasn't any family that really lived there too long at a time.
What was number 40 like?
Well, that was another section of the country that was quite rough, but several of the older citizens that we know of around here came from there. John Coughlin's grandfather used to live up there. And at one time, George Nothridge, that lived up in there. And farther up the road was what we call Moody Hill. That was where the Moody's came from. Charlie Moody, that used to run the Franklin Hotel, his father lived up there.
Was Moody Hill beyond number 40?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Was Macedonia French or Irish?
French.
And how about number 40? Was that French or Irish?
It was both, but I think there was more Irish up in number 40 than there was in the French.
Did you ever hear, what stories did you hear about number 40?
Well, I don't remember. Well, there was a murder up there. I can't tell you too much about it. You probably get that from the old county history there, I think, tells that. I can't tell you too much about it. I was just a small boy when that happened. You'll find that in the old Franklin County history.
Did you hear any stories about the Irish up there?
Nothing special.
Any stories about the French in Macedonia?
No, nothing special about that.
How about Atwood Avenue?
What do you mean by that?
Wasn't there a place called Atwood Avenue up there?
There was a, I never knew of it. There's Atwood Avenue, but there was Atwood Road. Mm-hmm. But that was up south of the White Church. And up in there. That's getting quite a little ways away from
where you were.
From where we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. What games did you play around as children?
Well, I don't remember what we did do. The only thing about that I remember of was making some skis out of barrel staves.
Did you like school?
Yes, I liked school. Well, I went. I didn't go too long.
What did they teach at the little foot schoolhouse?
Well, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
What were the desks like?
They were wooden desks. Made by a carpenter. Or a handyman, probably by a handyman in the old days.
Did they have a drawer in them for your books? Or did they open up from the top?
I think there was a shelf down and under that you could put your books in.
Did they have inkwells?
No.
So what did you use to write with?
Well, I don't remember too much about that.
How many students would sit in one desk?
Two. Just two.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember some of your teachers?
My first teacher was Jessie Broughton. She was an aunt of Lila Broughton.
What was she like?
She was very nice. And
and you had one of the Fords.
Yeah, Jimmy Ford.
What was he like as a teacher?
Well, he wasn't too hot. He was a he had gotten education, but enough so that he could teach school. But as far as being what you would call a real good school teacher, he lacked.
What did he lack?
Well, discipline for one thing, and ambition for another.
Did any of the boys ever play tricks on him?
David Cunningham and I took him down, horses facing a snowbank the last day of school.
What month did school start?
I think in October. I can't remember too much about that.
And what month did it end?
Why, it seemed to me that we went to school till pretty near the 1st of June. I can't remember now, just. I think the school term was 32 weeks long. Oh, would that be right?
What time did it start in the morning?
9 o'clock.
And what time did it end at night?
4.
How long did they give you for lunch?
An hour.
Did you go home? Did you eat
well,
there?
I did when the weather was good. Most of the children brought their own lunch, but I was close enough by that I could when the weather was real good, I could go home. Mm-hmm. Of course, I only went there till I was in the fifth grade, and then I went there, went to village school.
Were the teachers very strict?
Most of them.
How would they punish children?
Well, hold their hand and lick them with a ruler in the hand. Mm. Sometimes stand them up in the corner with their back to the rest of the school. Or
stand them up front?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they teach reading, for instance?
Well, all I remember about it was that I think they used to show us the words and tell us what they were, and we'd get so we could pick them out ourselves. I can't remember too much about how that was done.
What was your favorite subject up there?
With me, it was always arithmetic.
Were the teachers good at arithmetic? Were they good teachers of that subject?